Local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are at 1210, coming up on 1211 on your Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. Very warm, 78 degrees already when you step out the door. And actually, I'm showing the airport even a little bit warmer, up to 81 already now, and feeling more like the mid-80s. So I think summer might be here with us, at least for the short term. And you know what? This is perfect timing, because what we're kind of talking about does very much deal with summer weather, at least to some degree here. We're visiting with Owatonna Public Utilities today, Tammy Schmoll and Taylor Arndt. Welcome to both of you, first of all.
Thank you.
I haven't had either of you on here yet, have I?
No.
Tammy, I think I've talked to you over the phone for another story at one point, but we haven't been able to get you in here. So, and like I said, perfect timing on a lot of this, because we are starting to warm up, and, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, energy related that are good to at least have in the back of your mind this time of the year. So let's start by talking watering. Because with it warming up and, you know, we get those hit and miss showers, but it's not enough to really be keeping, you know, some lawns as nice as we would like to see them, I don't think. But let's talk about some of the, I guess, options that there are when it comes to watering, that sort of thing, and even something available through OPU itself.
So the one thing that we have available, and this applies more towards the winter time a lot of times, but people are probably getting like the American Water Works Association flyer in the mail for service line protection, their water service line protection for, so it covers like from the curb stop to the customer's meter, because those are owned by the customer. Okay. So we have what we call our water service line protection program. And if a resident is an OPU customer, they probably already have the coverage. It's 99 cents a month. They can look on their OPU bill. I believe they can go on their Smart Hub account as well and just check in and see if that's on there under their water service or the water part of their bill anyway. And so we're enhancing the program just a little bit. So before, it didn't necessarily include the piece of concrete that got cut out. It didn't include all of that. Now it'll include all of that. It'll include grass, soil replacements, and try to get the property back to the way it was before without any cost to the owner.
Yeah, it's kind of adding that extra peace of mind, because like you said, a lot of this damage, so to speak, would most likely happen in the winter when we're freezing, thawing. But sadly, it's about now when we normally would find it.
Right.
So that's what makes this, you know, a good time to talk about it. And as far as the watering, I know we were talking off the air. There are some different watering rules, and all those are available on the OPU website for everyone to go through, correct?
Yes.
And so let's see here. Let's talk about some other summer related stuff here. How about outages? Because, you know, unfortunately, we do see them, especially when you get into those times of the high winds and, you know, nasty storms, that sort of thing. But, you know, I guess to my thought, if you have an outage at home or whatever, you know, it never hurts to report it, because who knows? OPU may not be aware that it's even happened at that point.
Right. That is true. Yep. And the fastest way for reporting outages is to log into your Smart Hub account. And you can do that from your phone. You know, some people are like, well, I don't have power, so I can't have my computer. Well, there is. It's part of the app. There's a Smart Hub app for that. You can. So that's actually the quickest way, because then it goes right into our system. And so then we know about it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they can call. They can email, and I think there's a on our homepage. Mm-hmm. There is a button that says outages, and you can just report from there.
And if I remember correctly, does that kind of track the areas as well that have outages?
Yep.
So you can, if you have that access, you know, from your phone, what have you, you can go in and see. Okay, it's already been reported. Great, but if not, get the report in because crews can't fix what they don't know is happening. And let's see here. I just lost my train of thought. But as far as the Smart Hub, I will say I use it all the time, and it's a great tool to have. Because you can just have it right on you, all the different options, you know, as soon as your bill is cut. So, you know, I'm kind of going off track here a little bit. It's kind of what I do. So I kind of bounce all over the place. So because I know we kind of had that option back here a little bit later. So, and we could talk about Smart Hub a little bit later. I just wanted to get that in there before the carousel, you know, went back around on me again. Again, it happens all the time with me. Let's see here. So how about as far as, okay, the power's out at home. And, you know, there's some of those things that, you know, you can do to plan ahead, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I like this first one that's in bold about, you know, keeping the refrigerator and freezers closed. I know we want to check to see how things are, but no. You want to be able to keep that cold air in there.
Yep, definitely keep it closed. A refrigerator will keep food cold for about 4 hours if you leave it untouched. And a full freezer will keep the temperature for about 48 hours and 24 hours for a half full freezer. So try to keep it closed as much as you can, for sure.
Yeah, and hopefully you're not having to wait that long.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, it can happen, depending on what the issue is.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's a major issue. Sometimes it's a certain animal that likes to jump into certain lines.
Right.
We're not going to go any further with that. I've seen it happen, trust me. Let's see. And as far as planning ahead, you know, that's key with anything we do, but especially for outages, especially if you know you kind of live in that area. Okay, these are kind of the conditions when it kind of creeps up a little bit. So let's just get into maybe some of that planning ahead and things that people should be talking or thinking about.
Yeah, definitely important to have alternate plans if you have medicines that need to be refrigerated. So having an alternate plan for that, or if you have power-dependent medical devices, make sure to have a plan for sure. If you need to use a generator, keep it outdoors and away from windows. Use surge protectors or disconnect any appliances and electronics to avoid damage from electrical surges when the power does come back on. Don't want to wreck any of those devices. Having portable power banks charged and ready for your cell phone, that's really important. You want to be able to communicate with whoever you need.
Or be able to report that outage,
yeah,
you know.
That too.
Because
exactly.
It never fails. Your phone is going to be pretty much dead when you need it. That's just right. How it works. So, and let's see. I'm looking at, oh boy, I just looked at the time here. We should probably get to our break here. Otherwise, I told you time's going to go by very quickly here. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, some of these outage things and also what you can do to help conserve energy just as an OPU customer or even a customer of other utilities here around the listing area. We'll do that when your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank continues right here on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's continue our conversation with Owatonna Public Utilities. Tammy Schmull and Taylor aren't here with us. And, yeah, we're going to have to kind of power through some of this, the rest of the stuff. No pun intended, actually, by the way, on that. I thought about that after I said it. But one thing we want to make sure that we spend some time talking about is being an energy hero, and because there's always things that the public can do to help conserve energy and to help keep you know, the grid from being overloaded. And that's easy to, you know, maybe not easy, but a somewhat common thing that we hear about when it starts getting warmer because everyone getting their air conditioners going, that sort of thing. And that's, of course, taking more energy off the grid.
Yep.
So let's talk about the Energy Hero program that OPU has.
So basically, to be an Energy Hero, all you have to do is sign up for peak alerts. And during our peak energy times, you can just do small things like turn off non-essential lighting, you know, like lights in your closet or your bathroom or any task lights under desks, unnecessary fans if you're not listening to the radio, turn that off, turn TVs off. You know, go sit by the pool instead of sitting in the air conditioning. Or if you have to be inside, just bump it up a couple degrees. And then close doors to unconditioned spaces. And like I say, turn off your monitors and your computers and go sit by the pool.
Yeah, it's very easy stuff to do, but not something that we normally would think about.
Right. Yeah, it's just little things.
Yeah, and the peak alerts, you mentioned those. You can sign up to get those notifications. I know when we get them on the air as quickly as we can as well, just to let people know, hey, let's try to conserve, because right. we don't want to have any bigger issues further down the road. That's kind of what we're getting into here. So the other thing that we want to make sure that we get to is just talking about safety in general. You know, originally it was going to be work zone safety, that sort of thing. But there's a lot more of the safety side that, you know, maybe gets overlooked as well, especially when it comes to electricity, that sort of thing, or utilities just in general. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, especially now with summer starting and all the construction projects, work zone safety is a big thing. Remember to expect the unexpected. Work zones change every single day, so what you drove through yesterday could be completely different the next day. So just be attentive to all of that. Avoid distractions, you know, just really pay attention, because you don't know if someone's going to cross the street or what everyone's doing around you. So make sure you have your eyes on the road and keep off your phone. Pay attention to other drivers as well. And don't speed or tailgate, and obey the road crews. Sometimes they're out with stop signs and all that. So just be patient and stay calm and pay attention to everything and your surroundings.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. Just avoid the distractions. It's not easy to do, mm-hmm. but it's especially when you see people out working, you want to watch what they're doing instead of what's happening around you. Because we want everyone, you know, the drivers, the workers, everyone to be able to go home at the end of the day. It's all there is to it.
Yep, that's exactly. Absolutely right. Yep.
So with all this stuff that we talked about here, you know, there's a lot of information there and even a lot of stuff that we haven't been able to get to. Where can folks go to learn more about everything, like I said, that we talked about, or other things that Owatonna Public Utilities has to offer?
I would suggest our website, owatonnautilities.com.
And that's, they'll also have a way. We talked about the Smart Hub earlier. You can get yourself all set up for that. Mm-hmm. And then you can just carry everything with you right there while in your pocket or wherever, I guess. But yep. All right. I told you time was going to go fast, because we got to get rolling on here. I've got your midday farm review for the Linder Farm Network on the way here at the bottom of the hour. And then I'll be back with you starting just after 1 o'clock with your midday move, brought to you by A Simple Move. Of course, we'll get it started with your dad joke of the day, brought to you by Wayne Nord Wetmore. That comes up right about 1:10. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank on Kyle's 100.9.